The stars have aligned for community theater lovers as Mercury Players present Nick Payne's Constellations, a show about how love plays out in a galaxy of ways across the multiverse. Who hasn't imagined a romance playing out with a different trajectory? What if your partner wasn't sick? What if the two of you had met but not married? What if the other person in the marriage wanted out? Just as there are countless stars in the heavens, there are also infinite ways a love story between a physicist and beekeeper can play out. Adrian Ingham, who local theater enthusiasts will remember playing the lead role in Mercury's production of Tartuffe last year, humbly describes himself as a larval director, as the last full play he directed was back in high school. This play is meant to be puzzling at first. As the layers are revealed, the audience begins to understand more and more. The sharp writing and pace had me sold from the first read, he said. My mother went through many of the same things Marianne's mother did, so that was a primary resonance. Plus, I love astronomy and quantum physics, and my wife was a beekeeper for many years, so the script grabbed me on multiple levels. Ingham directed the staged reading of Constellations last year, which starred both Lisa Reed and Rian Vesser. Vesser, who directed Ingham in last year's production of Tartuffe, is back as Roland opposite Leslie Sanchez, Marianne. What makes this production unique is that Ingham decided to cast two pairs of actors in the roles for alternate nights, with the other dynamic duo being Jess Madden, Ronnie, and Sarah Kate Knight, Marianne, who were both last seen in Mercury's production of The Female of the Species, which was directed by Sanchez. I chose two casts because I could. The subject matter lends itself to it, and it is already a thrill to see how both casts are headed into their own dimensions, said Ingham. This play's reference to string theory and multiverses supposes that whenever we make a choice, we create multiple realities. When I held auditions, I had enough talent show up to choose any of four couples. I chose a same-sex couple due to the talent and chemistry between Sarah and Jess, and a recognition that the heart of this play is simply a relationship. Ingham, who has been acting alongside fellow Mercury Players Vesser and Silvis Swift for more than a decade, decided to model some of his own directing after them both, with a generous portion of himself that he jokes he will probably temper with age. He said they have successfully managed to rehearse both casts separately so they don't see each other's work, noting that he is constantly delighted to see how each reality is working out. My favorite part of this has been seeing the results of the two choices. If I'd only chosen one cast, I'd have only ever known the one resulting show, said Ingham. I think the keys to this production are initially choosing actors with the skills to handle the challenge, then working them hard enough to make it clear that each vignette is unique, and not a continuation of the previous scene, as well as keeping the transitions as seamless and regular as possible. Mercury will be offering a multiverse package to see both casts perform the roles of star-crossed lovers on alternate nights for $35, with Vesser and Sanchez being the first couple to shine on opening night, followed by Knight and Madden for the second night. For weekend shows, one cast will perform for the matinee, while the other will perform in the evening. The multiverse package deal will be offered online only at https://mercury-players.ticket.ca/. Constellations will light up the stage with 7:30 p.m. evening performances on February 27, 28, as well on March 1, 6, 7, 8, and 9 and 4 2:30 p.m. Matinees on March 1, 2, 8, and 9. Tickets for single shows are $25 and $22 for students and seniors. $35 will also buy two tickets for opening night, or one ticket to each version on any date. Tickets can also be purchased online at www.mercuryplayers.org or in person at 10 Old Books in Duncan. I hope that folks will see how each moment is a chance to create your own reality, and that most of your experience living is not what happens to you, but how you choose to react to it, said Ingham.